Good afternoon. I'm Jill Sheridan with WFYI News headlines at 5:04. The national job report for June has some spelling gloom and doom, but an Indiana professor says the news isn't necessarily as bad for Hoosiers. Ball State economics professor Michael Hicks says Indiana's job growth has been better than the national average for several months, due in part to the state's cuts in government jobs early in the recession. Indiana businesses are doing a better job of keeping alcohol out of the hands of underage Hoosiers. State excise police officers conducted more than 5,000 inspections from January 1st through June 30th. People ages 18 to 20 accompany officers and try to buy alcoholic beverages. Authorities say businesses failed about 6.5% of the tests. As of today, more than 80 private and parochial schools have been cleared to participate in Indiana's educational voucher program. Leaders at the Indiana Department of Education expect that number to grow, as more than 100 schools have already turned in applications to take part. Department of Education spokesperson Alex Dameron says the department has needed to work quickly to get the program up and running.
The legislative session ended in April, and we had between that time and the summer to put together a comprehensive voucher program that will provide kids the quality educational opportunities that they deserve, and I think we've been working very hard to do that.
Dameron says students will be able to begin applying for the 7,500 vouchers available this year sometime next week. A Southern Indiana man has been reunited with his stolen Les Paul guitar after it wound up overseas. Dale Young of North Vernon says police were able to track the guitar from Indiana to Birmingham, England. The collector sold the instrument back to Young. Right now, partly cloudy skies and 86 degrees for WFYI News.